Get started now with Hey, maybe labeled Hey Aleph. Akiva? I thought that was up on your computer what you had. Never mind, yeah. When are you reading Torah? Torah. That's what I'm worried. Okay. I'm at my Mamurim. Okay. Fine. So that's the Gemara on Sadi Zayim. And that's the din of Davar, only a Davar Shame. Okay, continue. So we discussed this, we read the Beis Yosef, whenever it was, a couple of days ago, where the Beis Yosef points out what seems to be the explanation of this. The first one was a Chaticha Nasas Nevela explanation, but he didn't like that because then we wouldn't hold of it. And the second explanation was that it actually changes the nature of the Isser, meaning the Shmenus of the Heter changed the nature of the Isser, and then it can be Mufapeah, which raised the question, we mentioned, I don't know if we read it, that the Beis Yosef asks in Os Zayin. Turn ahead for a moment. V'hod dechatichas Isser or Seres Chaverta b'nigiyasa. Read that Torah for a second first.
Torah Zion?
Yeah. It's towards the end of the sermon. And afilu hachaticha.
Afilu hachaticha shel heter shmeina is shuman sheba v'chapea. V'chapea lefi she'en hashuman sheba v'lichino ha'iser ela v'makom ha'iser yachalei
v'lichino. So do you see the steer already? In other words, why don't you say that if the iser is shmeina, the heter is shmeina, if the heter, let's take, I'll read the Beis Yosef. Ka'akasev ha-rashba b'toros ha-bayis, v'zeh l'shono, chaticha sh'neser ha-mechama sh'kibot tam imakom ha-acher, ein oseres chavroseho, afo pichu nogos bahem, kishishteyem chamos, v'apilu nitznu shneyem ke'echad, v'nogos zo b'zo b'sho, she'in agava eish, ha-dav rabodlo, eni yotzi mechaticha, chaticha, ela ayidei rotev, she'im yat omer kein, ein lecha klipa, sh'aklipa, oseres klipa, smucha la, v'chein la'olam, v'apilu hoysa chaticha, ההתר שמינה ושומן שבא מפפיה, לפי שאין השומן של התר מולכים עוס איסר, אלא במקום שאיסר יוכל להלוך בטבעו עד כאן לשנה. Which is very much like what Svara we saw from the Rosh.
In Kalach HaNasa.
Right, the dam cannot be מפפיה למעלה על ידי השומן. ולפי שמתוך דברי התוסס הרשע כספתי בסנוך עמלום נקיים, מי כך לא כוסם רבינו דברים אלו בשם הרשפה. But ויש לתמוע על דברים אלו, שהם סושו למה שכוסף לאל, אפילו חתיכס האיסר כחושה, וחתיכס היתר שניצלה אימא שמינה, האיסר מפעפיה בחולה. וכאן, right, that's what we said earlier, that even though the חתיכס איסר is כחושה, the שמינה, היתר שמינה is מפעפיה, is מפעתם, the איסר, and now the איסר can be מפעפיה Bechulam. And it could ask her kulam. So that, how can that be? He then goes on to explain why he didn't see a stira between that and the dam case, but at least these are almost mamish the identical cases. So how can it be, Danny?
So I wonder if it has anything to do with the fact that the Shimon and Chela are the same thing.
The Shimon and Chela, for the purposes of piyapua, are the same thing. Yeah.
Right. So in other words, it's not. In the case of Melach and
Dam. But none of these cases are we talking about Chelev. Chelev is not in any of these cases. By the Dam, what would be Molech the Dam in theory is Shuman. In this case, it's just an Isser, it's two Chaticho Shmenos, not Chelev. And the same thing was true with the earlier case when you have Nevela and Shchuta, right? There's no Chelev involved.
Okay, so regardless, so even better then. So you have Shuman carrying Shuman.
Shuman carrying Shuman.
Right. In the Rush's case, it was the Melach carrying the dung.
No, it's the Shuman being the Shuman carrying the.
Shuman.
Yes, the Shuman would be Mefapeh Lamala, and it'd be Molech Hasadamima.
This isn't talking about the dung. This is talking about
which case? Are we
in the case of Oshei in the Torah, right? The difficult case in the Torah.
Right. So that's a case that. No. Okay, I'm sorry, yes. I apologize. Yes, you're correct.
Yeah. Right. So Shuman is being molech b'cheilav, as opposed to the Raj's case, where the Melach is being molech the dam.
No, 1 second. No, there's no cheilav there. He says, forget a case where there's cheilav mishmapeah, where the Isser is the davar mifapeah. Rather, afilu chatichas eser kachosh. Right, it's not Isser Chelev. It's just Isser.
So what is the Shimon taking out of the Isser? What are we ordinarily worried about? Right, this is we're ordinarily worried about the
start with the
if the Chatichas Isser was Shani, right? What would we assume happens?
If the Chatichas what?
The Chatichas Isser was Shamin.
So that Shamnunis, that fat, Heter fat. I mean, Heter, it's not Chelev fat, it might be Shuman, but it's Isser, let's say Nevela. That Shuman of Nevela distributes throughout. Or if it's Chelev, the Chelev distributes throughout.
It's Mfapeh. And if it's Kachush?
Then there's just not enough to distribute. It doesn't have the effect of spreading.
And what happens when it's put together with a Chatichas Heter Shamin?
So the way that Beis Yosef understands it is that the... And it's true even by Reach, and this is a Kal v'chomer to Negia, is that somehow the Reach of the Shmena is, you know, flavors and enhances and soups up.
Soups up what?
The Isser itself.
The Isser itself, or specifically the Shuman of the Isser?
No, there doesn't have to be any Shuman in the Isser in theory.
Any Shuman in the
Isser? Okay.
I don't think that's the case. I think, I'm pretty sure that you can't intelligibly talk about Piyapua. Unless there's actual Shuman, unless there's already Shuman inside there. It could be Shuman Kachosh. But the point is that the Shuman from the Shmina goes and sort of like brings out the latent koach in the Shuman from the Chaticha Kachusha, and that Shuman comes back out. In other words, it's uncovering koach that was already there, sure. Just there wasn't enough of it, or it wasn't like sort of in the right stage.
Okay.
To come out. Whereas the Melach and the Dam, right, you're fundamentally talking about two different things. You're talking about the Melach bringing out...
Melach and Dam, it's not a problem. The Beis Yosef himself dismisses that question. I want you to explain. I understand where you're going. You're going to say that this is a case where the Isser itself has no Shmenos.
Ozayin wasn't a specific case. Ozayin, I assume, was talking about a case where you didn't have Shmenos in the Chatinos.
Okay, that's possible. That could be a Teretz. So that's the stira that the Beis Yosef perceives, and maybe your teretz is correct, maybe the other teretz.
Right, the only problem with my teretz is, and I guess I'm arguing myself a little bit here,
The problem with the teretz is that the Iker is chaser mena sefer, but go ahead. In other words, that point about the Shuman in the Isser is actually very much lacking. The way it's described is a mefatim le'nevela. Right, it doesn't talk about any specific part of the veil. That's the Gemara Pesachim. That's what Beis Yosef quotes.
Okay.
That the Chaticha Seheta is Mefatim Lala Isser. He just doesn't quote the full thing.
But says Ha'Isser Mefapea, and the only way that makes sense is if, like...
The Gemara which it's based upon, is that Filu Basar Shchuta Shamein Basar Neveil HaKachosh, the Ozil Basar Shchuta Umefatim Basar Neveil HaKachosh. Now you'll tell me it's the Shuman of the Basar. Okay.
So So the problem with that is that there seems to be a fundamental difference, at least according to the Rush, and probably and certainly according to the Beis Yosef as well as the Rush, and I think the Tur as well, between Shuman Kachosh and Shuman Shamei. There seems to be a fundamental difference between those. In other words, it's not just a question of quantity. Is there enough?
That's the machlokas.
Right, but so it seems like the Torah comes down on the side of the Rush. At least I would think the Torah does.
Correct. I believe you're correct. Mike, I believe you're correct.
So then you have to say. Then you have to modify my answer slightly, and say that that even though the Shuman Kachosh is fundamentally not mefapeah, it's only not mefapeah unless it gets like a little kick from something else. And then it sort of
winds up
being very
docha. Yehuda?
What would you say if it wasn't
Pasen
Avelo?
Would
you say just like Orla and
Bassishim? I assume, that it's Right, now that's sort of what Danny's, that's the question. You're just flipping around and you're asking an Afghan Mina whether he's correct or not, is
right.
If an Isser that doesn't have anything, you know, although wheat, could have. I don't know if fruits have some fat in them, have trace fats in them. Like wheat has fat in it.
Avocado has fat.
No, avocado is fat. Avocado is not a fruit in that sense. When you talk about grapes and dates and olive is also is pure fat. So we talk about grapes and dates and figs and pomegranates. So I don't. In other words, wheat certainly has. How do you know that wheat has fat in it?
Shiny.
No, it does. If you like, it's a very small what?
Cream of wheat.
It's shiny.
No.
Is this a joke or a thing?
Well, chemas bakar v'chalev tzom. There you go. Okay, I'm not sure that pasuk is proof because that just means, it's choice and so on. But wheat does have a small amount of.
The fact that they have low-fat bread means they're better.
Well, no, because they add oil. Oil is used in making bread. So if you make it low-fat, you eliminate the oil. But it's not the wheat fat that they're worried about. It's a very small amount, but it is. Anyway, so I don't know. But that obviously you're just turning his question into an afghamina. Morning?
So just in defense of Danny's thing, I that he then
The chachush means it doesn't have a davar mefapea in it. The resha is not only if it has a davar mefapea, but even if it doesn't have a davar mefapea, if the heter is a davar mefapea, then that too will cause the iser to be spread throughout.
So you could describe something that doesn't have fat on it at all as kachush?
Yeah. Lean cuts of meat. One of the things they eliminate is they trim away the fat. So yeah. Yossi.
What was the mechanism in the case of the fat beats the fat heads are making the iser to be able to spread it? In hay, right, the halacha which is so sair, this halacha, right? So it worked through. So wasn't it that the heads?
The case where the Torah says la iser from. The case that the Torah quotes the Isser is if the heter is mefapeah and the Isser is not mefapeah. Nonetheless, if you roast them together, the Isser will spread throughout the heter. Because first the heter will be mefatem the Isser, will make it able to spread, and then the Isser will spread. Why if you have an Isser balua and the davar mefapeah, why can't the davar mefapea be mefatem the issue that's balua inside it? If it can be mefatem the thing, look, the Beis Yosef made a kal v'chomer.
Right.
As Kal v'chomer was, if by the case of Recha, where they're not even touching, the heter is mefateh the iser, the heter sham is mefateh the iser hakochosh, and then the iser kochosh is choser and flavors the heter, so certainly the case where they're touching, which is in the hay case. In Zion is a case that's not only they're touching, it's mamish b'lua inside. How is it that the mdavar mefapeah, the davar shamein, isn't able to be mefateh that which is inside it, and then that which is inside it can spread? So Danny's suggestion is because that which is inside it by its nature is never fat. He's suggesting that what's in the chatichas, when the heter is being mefateh in the iser in hay, is where the iser itself could have been a davar shamein, but because it was kachush, the fat was not going through mefapeah. But once it is invigorated by the shamnunis, or the shemenus of the heter piece, now the chaylev regains the shuman of iser regains its mojo, and now it's ready to go out and fight the battle. Okay, fine. Continue. Now we're on to melicha.
Sounds like water reinvigorates the.
Yes, water reinvigorates the blius in the pot. The shach's theory, which he never spells out what that is, but I'm pretty sure that's what he understands.
Yeah, also, by the way, my suggestion also solves the Chanan issue. Because it's not
a tarovas, it's just
right,
in changing the quality.
It's not that the shamein of the heter is now possibly the heter. It's all the shamein of the iser.
I understand. Okay, good.
Shochan says this explicitly.
Says what?
He says, Avlechei kishmeriach reach shomno shel heter mitchazek ba'atmo v'fa'afeya.
He says that to Anne to explain the stira.
I think so.
Okay, good. Baruch Shekivanta. Okay. Marty, you had a question? Okay. Akiva, go ahead. Tess. Alice. We'll see there in Basar B'Chalav, there's three way machlokas that we've shown him. What is considered Eino Nechal Mechmas Milcha? And we'll discuss it when we get there. But let's just assume there's a standard of being salty, which is really salty. Okay? So then it has the din of roteach and it's maflit. The loam. Okay, but there are a lot of details in this. But the first point he makes is that it is only oser kedei klipa. There is a lot of beis yosef on this, as you can see. Really, the first part of the discussion is... The first part of the discussion is how much is a melicha oseris, and there are three shitos. There's the kalipa, there is the ra'ah shita in atila, and then he attributes to the Rambam and Ramban, but there are stiras within them, if that in fact is correct, that it's oser kula. It's a very very hard to understand it, but that's the three shitos. Then he does talk about the iser davuk, and chaylev touching stuff in a salty context. There are a lot of details, but the maskana that he arrives at... Okay, where does he arrive at it? Ul'inyin halacha. We can read a little section. Ul'inyin halacha keban deruba dechanach ravasa sabri demalicha b'shishim. And this is by a davar hamifapeya. The Ramah had a problem with this, if I'm not mistaken. Somewhere in here, he said he doesn't understand what he's talking about. Where is the Yod? Yeah, it's in this paragraph. He doesn't understand what the Beis Yosef is talking about, but then he answers the question. The Beis Yosef is talking about Dover HaMifapeya B'Melicha. So again, in Yalach, okay, when the Ruben HaLach Ravasa Sabri D'Melicha B'Shishim, Megam HaRash Bavaran Rabbi Yisrael Sivurim Kein, Hochi Naktina, Megam Bagosh Shari Dura, Kasa B'Shem Ari Kibalti, Hochi Nehagim Lesar B'Melicha At Shishim, Megam Levato B'Shishim, Lo Boi Klipa Ad Kan. Umiyu, so in other words, the Trumas Adeshin said, it's vata b'shishim, and you don't even have to worry about a klipa. In other words, you assume it definitely diffuses the davar mefapeah, and it diffuses evenly. Ukvar nizbar shekol zeh. I'm sorry. One second. I lost my list. Umiu. Kvar kasavti shedas a rashba sh'afa bishubata b'shishim tzarach li'tom imakom shenafo shama isur kedei netilas makom. That's by a davar mefapeah, where it's no gaya, not a regular melicha. The gam kein das kam ravasa b'udr Rabbeinu Baruch, shevir Mordechai, and so on and so forth. Mikol makom inyan ma'ase yesh lahoros k'dibur Rashba shekasa behedya le'esor. Okay. Fine. There is a piece that I did not understand in the Beis Yosef, was the discussion, the machlokes between the Mordechai, between Rabbeinu Nisanel and the Maharam. I didn't fully understand. It's not clear what they're arguing about exactly, but I want to just point out the line. V'nira l'nifnias daiti, the paragraph is of Kasavara Mordechai. V'nira l'nifnias daiti, the Maharam, the Savar Edem, Fapem, Achaticha, Lachaticha, Nakina, Shri Yosem, Mefursem, Rabbeinu Nisanel. My gadol is bigger than this gadol is bigger than that gadol. That's what the line is. Anyway.
Wait, what was so difficult about the machlokas?
What's that?
What was difficult about the machlokas?
So the Maharam, you got to find the Maharam first. Rabbeinu Nisanel said, Shemim b'chatichas basa shishim echel ba'achem shara chatichas yesh shishim en achelav ha'yemach meva oser chatichas yesh b'chelav afil yesh b'shara chatichas shishim en achelav shema ein chelav mefapeh l'chatich l'chaticha ve'ein bohem shishim levatlo avalim nogeh achelav b'chaticha cheres mitztarefes oser chaticha atzma levatlo d'chi agabnu lo kari piyapua mechaticha l'chaticha d'chemen shenega bo havi ki'ilu davuk ba. Right, it sounds like Rabbeinu Nisanel says that you're not mitzaref if the other stuff in the pot, el chatichos that are just touching this chaticha, but if the chelev itself is mamish touching the el chaticha, and then you can count those two chatichas together towards shishim. So that's what he says. So what did the Maram say? Did the Maram actually contradict that? I thought it was a different case.
I mean, it's implicitly, like, I mean, we were talking about this, that, you know, this sort of, like, seems like an implicit contradiction.
If you take a look, I assume it's the Maram and the Beda Kabayis, you know, a paragraph earlier.
The
Maram
quoted about
Mordechai. Where?
One second.
So what, I understand. What does it mean that all of them are usher? So I think if you go through, I think the Beis Yosef explains that it means, what do you mean? You can't have it both ways. If it's not mefatem mefapem mechaticha lachaticha, so then, you only ask for the chaticha that it's in. If it is mefateh, everything's mitzayef levat the mishishim. So the Beis Yosef ends up saying that it's a case where it touched only one. If it touched all of them could be asa. If it touched one, you can't be mitzayef the others to be mevatel, because it may not be mefateh from that chaticha to another chaticha. Right? That's what the Maram says. How is that different than Rabbeinu Nisanel?
So Rabbeinu Nisanel says that you can actually, that if the two different chatichos...
You mean if the chelev is nogea?
Yeah,
that's the whole machlokas.
The machlokas is that, like, in other words, like, this piyapua, like, if I have two distinct chatichos, but they're touching each other, this piyapua transfer as well.
So you're saying everybody agrees that when the chaylev is balua, it's not mefapea, mechatichaticha, but if the chaylev is on the surface, that's the machlokas.
Something like that.
Now, okay.
What piece
if you have one piece with chaylev in it and you salted it, so now the chaylev spreads, and it's a davar mefapea, but he says it only spreads within that chaticha, and therefore you can't use the rest of the chatichas in the pot to create shishim to be mevatel. But that chaticha has to have shishim mevatel. If not, it's asur. But the chelev is not yotzei mechaticha chaticha. Fine, so the others should be mutaris. But he says, if the chelev is on the surface of a chaticha, that it was nimlach, and it's touching another chaticha, those two chatichas are mitzdarfos. Because even if the chelev, which is balua, is not befapeh mechaticha lachaticha, nonetheless, if it's on the surface and it's touching the other one, that's mefapeya. Does the Maram really disagree with that?
I mean, you can very easily...
I don't understand. Danny, listen to me for a second. If you have a regular case of tzli, and we're saying here malichas light tzli, this is malich korotech, a regular case of tzli, you're cooking, you're roasting, and there's a fat and a regular piece of meat, chelev and a piece of meat next to it. What's the din? It's mefapeya into the meat. So what's the difference here? But malicha, if it's touching. So why would the Maram disagree with that? So that's, I didn't understand what exactly machlokes, but I did love that line anyway. He's yours. It's true. How many of you have heard of Rabbeinu Nisano? I know it's Rabbeinu Nisano. There's Rabbeinu Nisano Mikinun, I think, one of the Baalei Tosfos, but not as famous as the Maharam in Rutenberg. Okay? It's fine. Okay? It's fine. Continue. I'm sorry, Yossi.
Just in terms of what we said before, how much do you have to give up? Anything in a case where it's where you're Moria and it's not and it's not
Do you have to take off?
Meaning, there's a machlok.
Yeah, Maliach, you take off a klipa.
Right, but isn't it also? Isn't it also a machlok of shishim?
No, by a regular case, al pidin, of malicha, of a davar sheina mefapeh, it's only osekere klipa. You should know now, and you're going to encounter, if you read the Darkei Moshe, you would have encountered it, it's the long Darkei Moshe in Yud, that we're not sure what a davar shamein is. And therefore, we're almost always machmir. Now, when you machmir that something might be a davar shamein, what does that mean? That's very clear, although it doesn't really matter. It means, number one, you need shishim kedei levatlo, but number two, the klip is asura. Why is the klip asura? I know why. Well, no. No, for a different reason. You don't even need to go to the Rashba. Alex?
Oh, I don't know if this is a little problem. We don't know if it's a davar. We don't know. So
right. It might not be a davar shamein.
Oh, right.
And if it's a davar shamein, everything else is irrelevant. Just osur kedei klipa. The Rashba, I think, is a different issue. The Rashba would say that... that the reason why, if it's a davar v'fapeh, it's osur kedei klipa, is that maybe it didn't distribute all the way throughout, and it just osur kedei klipa. Not because we don't know whether it's a davar shamein or not, but for the Ramah, it would, if you're going to say it's osur ad shishim, but you require, it also takes kedei klipa, which I don't remember if the Ramah says that. Some of the Ashkenazi Rishonim, oddly enough, seem to just adopt the position, all malichas b'shishim, and the klipa, I think, is muteris. I don't think, we'll see, but I don't think we hold that way. But when we know it's a kachosh, which is the position of the mechaber and the tor by default, unless we know otherwise, when we know it's a kachosh, then we say it's only osir kedei klipa, through malicha.
So we don't need
to be shishim. Correct. Shishim is lomar leva lamorid. Lomar lamorid. Continue, Akiva. Okay, so malicha only has the effect of extracting what is in something and absorbing from other things. It doesn't have the ability, in effect, to be moleach or to be mechamim the other side. What?
If the iser maluach, then it has the power to give over.
No, but it can't turn the other thing into being maluach. It can be maflit into the other thing. But it cannot make it maliach.
Right, but it gives it over.
But it can still, it will emit its flavor, and that will enter into the other piece.
Okay.
It will not absorb, in that case, from the tafel, from the heter, because the heter is not emitting anything. Right. Alex?
I'm not sure if they're how they're conceiving of this, but I imagine they have a pretty primitive conception, and if you're imagining something opening up to let stuff out,
say again?
You're imagining something.
Right, because that's what happens when you salt things.
Right.
It's what is that process called? Process. What draws the blood out? There's a chemical process. What? I don't know if it's osmosis. There's a term for it. I don't think it's osmosis. Anyway, go ahead. So.
But my question is, what are you envisioning physically? Are you not envisioning something opening in
No, it can, but it doesn't matter. If the Isser is maluach and the heter is tafel, we don't care whether the Isser absorbs from the heter. It's still going to be Isser. The key question is, does it emit seer of some kind? And if it does, that seer will be absorbed by the heter. Whereas, when the heter is maluach and the Isser is tafel, so the heter will be polated tam, the Isser is not going to be polated at all because it's not maluach, and so the Isser might absorb some of the heter, very nice, but it's still Isser, and the heter remains heter. That's all. This is not a crazy conception. Okay, so this I think is based upon the Gemara, but he talks about it, this is discussed in Hilchos Malicha. Okay, Vikasa HaRashba. Okay, so the Rashba took Maliach Koroteach quite literally, and he says it depends upon which is above and which is below. Okay, Aval. Okay, slow down here. Okay. No, what's that? We have to digest this. Yeah, I meant stop. Okay. Now we got to digest this. So let's think. What is the Rashba? The Rashba thinks that this is true. This is dafka true when the Isur Maluach is lemata, and the Heter Hatofel is lemala. That you say Tata Gavar, and therefore what happened? Without reading further, but it will become clear in the next sentence. What would happen when the Isser Maluach is Lamata and the Heter Tofel is Lamala, as opposed to if it were reversed?
Which part is reversed?
If the Isser Maluach were... We're not doing... You can't have Isser Tofel and Heter Maluach because it doesn't matter what position you put them in. Makes no difference. It's going to be Mutter. You just wash off the Heter. But if you have Isser Maluach and Heter Tofel, and one is on top and one is on bottom. So he says it's only true if the Isser Maluach is on the bottom and the Heter Tofel is on top. But if the Heter Tofel is on the bottom, what's going to happen? The fact that he draws this dichotomy, without even reading further, what will the din be if the Isser is Lamata, and what would it then be if the Isser is Lamala? If the Isser is Lamata, it should be Oser Kulo. If the Isser is Lamala, it should be Oser Kedei Klipa. So you say, wait, but stop, that doesn't make any sense. Why not? No. That's a machlokas, whether Tata Gavar matters or not. But just think about it in terms of what we know already. By Malicha, how much does it Aser? Kedei Klipa. Even if both of them are Maluchim, it only asks us Kedei Klipa, so who cares which is on top, which is on bottom? Okay, you read the Beis Yosef, you know the answer to the question. But you have to understand, when the Torah is reading this, what is he thinking? What are we thinking when we read this? It's the Torah's fault on some level, because he quotes in the wrong place. The Torah himself doesn't introduce the idea of Shamein versus Kachush until the next page, until Zion, which is later. So right now he's thinking the Rashba is talking about Heta Isser Kachush. So he distinguishes, and then he says Beferish Avolama Isser Lamala Heta Lamata Lo Bailek De Klipa, which means what was the din? What was the din when the Isser was Lamata? Kulo. And why? Because Tata Gavar. So the and now he says Shaheter. He explains. Adkan. It sounds like the Isser, which is a very strange thing, we say Maliach Koroteach, the Isser, the Heter that's Lamata, cools down the Elyon, which is Lamala, and therefore it's only Mavaleach Kidei Klipa. So now the Torah says, without realizing, seemingly, that the Rashba, and it's Beferish, I think the Beis Yosef points out, the Rashba is talking about Isser Shamein here. Right? And that changes the equation completely, because when you have an Isser Shamein, what is that the equivalent of having? Rotev, right? The case of Tzli becomes identical. Why is it that by Tzli of a davar mifapea, when the Isser is Lamala and the Heter is Lamata, why is it only Oser Kedei Klipa, not even Kedei Nitila? Kedei Klipa, why? Because it can't be worse than Bishul. I'll leave out the Ra'ah for the moment, right? It can't be worse than Bishul. If Rotev cannot cause the Cham Lamala to be mefapea, to spread through the entire kar lamata, or whichever way it's going, it doesn't really matter, then Tzli can't be any better than that. And neither can Malicha, but Malicha can be like Tzli. So if, in fact, this were a davar mefapea by Malicha, and it has the same din of Tzli, which the Torah himself does assume and the Rashba assumes, so then it would make perfect sense. then when tatagavar, so when the iser is below, when the iser maluach is below tatagavar, it asers the entire heter. When the iser maluach is on top, you say you only can make klipa because tatagavar and it's mitzamein le'elyon. So the Torah now says, but not realizing it's a davar shem and yiraya. Now malicha asers everything, which seemed to be a crazy sheet that, given the Torah, did not quote anybody that, but the Beis Yosef asserts that the Rambam and one of the Rashba's Rabbeim does hold that way, which is interesting. Okay, I'm not persuaded by the Rambam that he quotes that's proof that the Rambam really holds that way. But either way, that's what he thinks the Torah thinks the Rashba holds that, and he's rather incredulous. Number one, so he says that Yirashu Sova Shachoma Yidei Melech Hasakol V'Adoni Yavi Yirashal. They're not right that way. Okay, remember the Rashba did see the Rush did see the Rashba. The Rush is a little bit younger, I think, about the same age, a little younger than Rashba. The Rashba fled Germany to Spain, and I think there are the Rush fled Germany to Spain, from Germany to Spain. There are a handful of places, I think, in the commentary of the Rush where he refers to the Rashba. So I think I suspect the Rashba was a little older, and certainly he was obviously the head of the Barcelona Jewish community, so it's not surprising. Probably the chronology is a bigger issue that he doesn't, as far as I know, quote the Rush. Yes, Rabin.
Didn't the Rashba recommend the Rush for the city he became?
That could be. Right, but maybe I'm wrong, but I'm not. I never encountered the Rashba citing the Rush. I've encountered the Rush rarely citing the Rashba. So yes, that's very possible. I don't know the history. I'm only looking at the limited data set that I have. Okay, so anyway, the gum. So in the last part, it is a machlokas, the Rashba and the Rush. This is not, the Torah got this one right, whether ila gavar, tata gavar is really relevant. The Beis Yosef quotes the explanation for this from, he quotes it from whom? The Smak. I believe this Smak is quoted in the Isser V'Heter. There's a passage in the, I'm going to give you a heads up on this. It's in the Darkei Moshe. If you turn back for a moment. The Darkei Moshe, in my edition, in the Kotzar, I don't know if I put this on the Maimon Kolbus. There's some very important Darkei Moshes here. I guess that goes without saying. As a general rule, you're supposed to read the Darkei Moshes. So just Mikan Labah, if that wasn't obvious. But firstly, Zdalin is where he quotes the Chumrah of the Marshal and Davar Gush, which he ignores in the Shulchan Aruch. But in Os Hey, in mine, which begins with Ayin L'El, Simen Sadi Aleph Nisparu Dinim Elu, Kosa V'Yisur V'Heter Ha'oruch Kelal Chavtes, Im Munachim Zo Eitzel Zo. We've spoken about Ila Gavar, Tata Gavar. What if they're side by side? Chatichas Heter and the Chatichas Nisar are making nice, they're holding hands, walking side by side. So what's the din? So he says, "Im shnehem chamin hakol asur." If they're both hot, then of course everything is asur. Why? Because it doesn't matter whether ila gavar tata gavar or tzida agavar. V'imechad mehem tzonin. He says, "Sagi b'klipa b'makom shenogim." If only one of them is hot, so he thinks that that's enough just to be a klipa. Now. One of the difficulties, I'll tell you why I mentioned this now. Somebody might have asked the question. I mentioned we discussed the side-by-side question. The Beis Yosef never talks about it, but it's Darkei Moshe does, and he talks about it in the Ramah. The problem with the side-by-side case is an obvious one, which is, how have we described, firstly, the Darkei Moshe here is talking about a case of what? Bishul Tzlir Malicha. Based upon its location, Bishul. How do you have Bishul side by side? Bishul means ayidei rotev, when things are hot. How do you have it side by side? Where does the liquid fall? What's that?
It doesn't like liquid doesn't go vertically. It's either like something on the bottom and something on top where it mixes.
Well, if it falls into the pot itself, then at that point, it is no longer, in other words, it's changed its status. It might be mavli in the pot. It's not going to, no longer an asakulo in the piece next to it. Now, it has to fall directly on it. Otherwise, if it's an iri, even mikli rishon, once it hits the bottom of the pot, what is that called? Klisheni. Forget what the pot might be bolea. It's a klisheni. So what is the isser v'heter talking about? And if it's two solid chatichos, which is what he says actually, then what's the kasha? Assuming they're both chum, what should the din be? No! It's tzli. No more than the tila. So what's going on? So you're going to give me a teretz. What's the teretz you're going to give me? Ah, maybe he's talking about davar mefapeh. So if you look, I looked at the Sefer Heter. So the truth be told, he doesn't say that one way or the other. And if you look at the previous Os, which is the first, this is Os Bezen. Os Alephan is where he starts to talk about it. He makes it sound like even by the regular cases of Ilah Gavar, Tata Gavar, that it's two chatichos. I don't know what he's talking about. That's Tzli. That's not Bishul. If that's Bishul, what is Tzli? I have no idea. So whatever, it's striking to me, no one comments. No one comments. Even, I don't think that the Shach even comments about this. What is this case of Zeb Itzad Zeh? I have no idea. Now, it happens to be in Os Beis, I believe. He then, the Isser V'Heter quotes the Smach, that the Beis Yosef quotes. And what does the Smach say? It's in the middle of the paragraph, Gamma Shechilek Beinim Ha'Isra Lamata Lamala Kosav Risha in Chiluk. It's a few lines in. The Kosav Od Smach V'Yesh L'Tamara Beis Yosef. In the Dibur Ma'at, back to where we were, which was Yud Aleph. So in the Dibur Ma'at, the Gamma Shechilek Beinim Ha'Isra Lamata Lamala Kosav Risha in Chiluk B'Chulei. So, a few lines in. So Gemara says, Moliach, Kiro Teach, in Kain Havale Lahashos Malicha Lacham Mechamas Ha'or. He should have treated them the same way. V'yishloma Nekotai Klal B'yadcha. De La'olam Ein Ha'isr Niflach V'nivla Beheter. Ela Im Kain Yesh Koach B'isr Atzmo Mechamas Malicha O Mechamas Chamimus Ha'or. So, the only way the Isser can be niflat and absorbed in the heter is if the Isser itself has the koach, either because it is salted, which we know already, if the Isser is tough, it doesn't ask or anything, or if it is hot. Ach bezeh yesh chiluk, but that's where the distinction emerges. De mechamas ha'or, when it's because of the fire, oso shehu gover, martiach eschaveiro, o metzanin eschaveiro. By the laws of thermodynamics, and this is true, whether we understand it in this case or not, So what happens with hot is that one of them either overwhelms its other, it heats it up, or it cools it down. Ki chein hu derech toldos ha'or. That's the way heat works. Avon mechamas melicha, when something is hot because it's salted, it's not temperature hot, but it's considered maliach kirodaya. So then ein koach ba'oso shutafel levatel koach ha'malicha. The salted one cannot desalt the salt. The unsalted one cannot desalt the salted, and the salted cannot salt the unsalted. Just it doesn't affect the other in terms of its mahus. Heat transfers. Saltiness does not transfer. One second. Therefore, you know you get rid of malicha? The power malicha, you wash it off. Water. Even if the bottom one is heter, if it is hot, everything will become asur because that tata is gavar. In kainu martiach o mechamim nese elyon, v'habalechan l'tocham, te osur esakol. אבל איתה תעצוני מלחם, ואפילו אם מלחם הוא האיסור, אינו אוסר אלא כדי קליפו, משום דתתו שהוא צונן גובר ומצנן אס העליון, שהוא האיסור ומבט לו מחמימוסו, והווה לי איסור צונן, ולקח אינו איסור יוכל לבעלה בהתה יוסר מלחם קליפו, וכדי קליפו מייבוין בעדמייקר לי, while it's cooling down, בולה. אבל לעניין מליחה שאין זה מבט על זה, כדי פישס לא עזרין עם בשר תתאו, אלא בשר האיסור. That's what he says. His argument is that tata gavar is only shy up when one, the job of one of the two pieces is to transform and make the other piece like itself. Cham to make it cham. But maliach cannot make the other piece maliach, and non-maliach cannot make the other piece non-maliach.
So this is giving a svara
for the ri? For the ri, yes. Why yila gavar and tata gavar is irrelevant by malicha. You said you still have a question? It won't spread out typically in between it. If you take a very salty piece and you put it next to the other, it will probably make just the surface salty. What? Okay, but, right, but in the oven you have to add any heat, that changes the whole equation. We're talking about melicha tzonin. Whereas heat is by its definition, right? That's how thermodynamics works.
So why don't we say this is about lach? Why don't we say salt water is kiroteach?
Why don't we say salt water is kiroteach?
Yes.
Well, the answer is if it were salty enough, we would. Yeah.
We would.
Yeah. It's just that salt water is typically nechal mechlas nocha.
Something you put in salt water will definitely become salty.
So, no, except for that's through kavush, if you leave it long enough.
I don't think so. It could be for even pretty short time.
If you take a pickle, a cucumber, and you stick it in salt water, okay.
Well,
that's a problem. You have to put it in something that's really in a nechamachmas milcho. We discussed this yesterday, right? If you put it in for a short time, it's only oskei klipa. You leave it in long enough, you'll have a pickle. I'm sorry, it will not become a pickle if you leave it in the copper salt water.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, you got what you're saying, right? It just. You know, you could leave it there in ad vitam. It will be a slightly salty cucumber. It could be no pickle. You leave it. In fact, you leave it forever, and it'll be, growing mold or something. So, fine. Probably. I mean, look. The truth is, maybe if you I don't know. If you leave it long enough, would it really? Who knows? Okay. Experiments in Yeridea. Fine. Now you're at Bayes. Thank you, Akiva. I'm going to keep pressing you. You know, your Harbus is not here. Reuven, you're at Bayes. Okay. So then, now what is the in other words, if you salt a kli, which also means, although we're going to talk about this, we may talk about this again in Basa B'Chalav, if you stick a lot of salt dry into a kli, it will have no impact upon anything. There's no melicha for the kli. You can salt meat, but you can't salt kelim. So, what is the outcome of this? Hilkach. Right. In other words, what's absorbed in the pot is not maluach, because you can't do malicha. That's no impact upon the kli, and therefore the isur that's absorbed in the pot is isur tafel. The heter, which is the cheese, might be maliach, but it makes no difference. Heter maliach and isur tafel. The isur is not osir the heter at all. The chayin. You can put it in the chaylev too, but I'm not sure why you'd want to do batashchis on the salt. So melach, which was stored in the karsho basar al pidin, you were allowed to store in a it was stored in a fleshik kli and can be used within milk. Okay, we'll see more about that in basar b'chalav. When they were on certain things they were machmir lechatchila. Okay, now the Torah says. Okay, so what are these cases? If the chaticha shmeina was nimlacha b'chelba, or an isser maliach, and then the heter is tafel, and In other words, if either the Isser is Shmena or the Heter is Shmena, even though the Heter is Tafel, then Mifapeh Bechula V'Oser Kula. Umikol Makom. Like the tzir is the blood liquid that has come to the bottom. So even though in this case, the you're dealing with salted stuff here. So even though the shuman in the tzir can be mefapeh alamala, it cannot be molech the tzir, the place where the tzir couldn't go on its own. Note, by the way, there's an assumption, this we've been making this assumption all along, that if you leave the bottom of the piece of meat soaking in the... There are two issues. The issue is not just maliach here. What happens when you leave the bottom piece of the meat soaking in the tzir? What do you get? You get kavush, right? And it's oser through and through. In the beginning of the siman, the Rama points out that's actually a machlokas. The assumption of the Torah and the Beis Yosef is that it's in kavush, it's only oser the part of the chaticha that is in the pickling part, and the part that's above is not, which is the way we paskin apidin. Yes, the Rama and Shulchan Aruch will quote Tudeos, but apidin, it's only oser the part that's kavush, not the rest of it.
So Marty and Chaim are pressing a lot on this in Seder, but it really seems like the formulation here is almost so to the formulation in Siman Sadia.
Is what?
Is almost so to the presentation of Siman Sadia.
How is it presented there?
Umliach dino derotayach, below lagam relax, or kulo elagade klipalachot. So by omission, though, in Sadi Aleph, the Torah omits any mention of Isser Mefapeah.
Yes.
So
why?
Why
does he omit it? Because he's not dealing with an Isser Shama in there. The Chalaf. I believe so. I believe.
Is not an Isser Shamayim.
It's not a Davar Mefapeh. He's not dealing with cheese. He's dealing with milk, probably.
He's talking about cheese, explicitly.
So it still might be that. I don't know if they say cheese is Davar Mefapeh. I don't know why.
It's so strange. It's entirely fat.
Right. So milk. The question, I don't know. We'll have to take a look. When we get there, we'll discuss. We'll discuss. They assume chalav. They chalav. Maybe gvinish chalav. They assume is. I think apidin is not a davar mefapeh.
Okay, but cheese.
Chalav can be pretty fat, right?
Okay, but like cheese is all
fat. No, it's not all fat. It's some protein. No carbs.
And water.
Very little water.
Very little water.
Hard cheese.
Yeah, that's
very
what. Right.
Soft cheese has more water because it's fully
centered. What would they say about case? I can really not think of too many cases like this. I can think of, like, let's say you dip the edge of a piece of meat in, like, lava, so it's instantly cooked, but the rest of it's not heated at all. Would we say that the shuban there be osa tula, or would it only be osa the part that's cooked? Or would we say it was, like,
what? What happened here? Still trying to wrap my manner. You dipped it in lava.
That's just a corner. So it's instantly cooked.
What if it was a centrifuge?
Would it be osa kula? But it would only be osir the part that was cooked. But we say it was like... Covered.
What's osiring what here?
Let's say you have the bottom of it is wrapped in some machela.
Where would you...
Or something. Or wrapped, or... Well, let's say it's not salted yet. So the... That's the easiest case.
Honestly, you cook it. You cook part of it in chaylev, and the other part wasn't cooked at all.
No, make it easier. Say it's not salted yet.
No. You that little part has chaylev in it, and it gets cooked. And the question is, and the rest of it stays raw.
Yeah.
So lechora, that's maybe the same. That's probably the same thing as kavush.
But as I was saying, is it really something special about cooking? Is it even about cooking? It's just really hard to cook only part of the meat.
That's a good question. I would think that it's just because it's hard to cook only part of it, but I would think that if the other part didn't get hot and cook at all, so how is anything going to spread within it? Yeah, I don't know, but I'm not sure. Okay. We read Zion. Do we read Zion? We'll read Zion anyway. No, we've got to read Zion.
דווקא שאיסור המחמן עצמה כגון בלו או רק השמלה. אבל אם אין בו איסור אלא מה שבאה ממחום אחר, אינה בסרט אחרת המגעת בו. ואפילו במצוד יחד, שאין הדבר הבלוע, שיחה יוצא ממנה לבלוע באחרות. אלא על ידי רוטף, אפילו החתיכה שהתת שמינה ושומן שבא מפחיה, לפי שאין השומן שבא מליף עם האיסור, אלא מקום שאיסור יכול ללך בתיובו. והרעש במת דברים אמורים שחקיש שבלה איסור שאינו מפחיה, אבל בלה מן הדברים המפחיים, וטבען כגון שומן, אוסר החברת בין מצלי בין מודעת זו וזו, חום בחום, שאיסור הבלוע בעצמה מפחיה ויוצא עם החתיכה לחתיכה.
Right, at least by chom b'chom, because remember, if it's chom, if it's chom b'tzonein, then you have the question of the side by side, which he never discusses. But if they're both hot, you don't really care whether which it is, ilah gavar tatal gavar. Either way, the iser mifarpeh will be mifarpeh. I mean, the truth is right. You don't have to get into ilah gavar. It's like tzli. Right. I mean, I don't know what nogas over zo chom b'chom is tzli. The Isser Abaluaz Nefapea. Fine. Continue. Yes, Yossi.
So really it's not the Chela, let's say. It's not entering the Hetzer,
Shuman,
also something else. It's just that
the Chela
is spreading forever itself.
Correct.
Right. So it's not really a parallel case.
Yeah.
Yudalid.
Go ahead,
Renan.
Yours has Sefer HaTrumos?
Yeah, but the Beit Yosef says, can't
you have a Sefer HaTrumos? Mine has Sefer HaTrumos also. I mean, I mentioned, this is a common error. The Sefer HaTrumos is this obscure Sefer, which I'm not sure is ever quoted by the Torah. But even when it says Sefer HaTrumos, it means Sefer HaTrumah to Rabbeinu Baruch, the famous Bala Tosfos. Okay, Kasev HaSefer HaTrumos.
Melech HaBalua Midan, Kigon, Minipat Tsar, Kunkinua Bukhtera, Ocean Atnu Bukhtera Basar Maluach, the Loha Zalcha, the Ocean Melech Halab, Im Yeshu Shin Knegan HaMelech, Achapi Shatam HaMelech Nirgash Bukhtera, Vitam, Eno Batel, Achapchen Mutar. The Fisha Ein Bemelech Koach Asor, Yoter Misha Ilo Hayakulo Da. The Ein Lanu Lahachmir Bin Asar, Yoter Mido Osir.
Okay, so this is the case of the salt, right? So this is another case where the salt that you salted the meat with to get the blood out. And then instead of washing the salt off, which is what you're supposed to do after, which you're supposed to do hadacha twice, instead you took the piece of meat with its salt and you tossed it into the pot. Okay? So the Sefer HaTrumah says you need shishim keneged the melach. Even if you can taste the salt in the pot, as long as you have shishim, you're fine. Why? Because the salt itself isn't really, well, you have to be careful you say it. Is the salt itself usser?
No.
Yes. But as the Sefer HaTrumah holds, Hanan by Shari Surim. But, so therefore the volume, again, I emphasize, the quantity issue, the salt is treated as isser. But the quality issue of the salt cannot be viewed as anything but dam. Dam does not flavor the way salt flavors. Therefore, if you have shishim keneged the volume of the salt, and if it were dam, you wouldn't taste it at all. Now you taste it only because it's salt, so the nesar can't have a greater koach than the oser in terms of its quality. Now just before we take questions, read on. That's what he said. Read on, v'rabenu. Okay. One second. So the statement, you have to be Mesha'er Ki'ilu Haya Hadam Kula Melach. So I don't understand this statement at all. It should have been reversed. Correct. Ki'ilu Haya Melach Dam. Now. Correct. So what?
I mean, Melach is Asa because of the Dam.
Correct. So you look at the melach if it were dam, number one. I don't know what it would mean for the dam to be melach. And number two, how does this differ than what came before?
It only differs if you don't flip the words. Like you
and if I don't flip the word it around, then it means nothing. So
okay.
So on the assumption that it must mean the opposite of what it says, on that assumption, what would the difference, what is one adding as opposed to the other?
Why is the formation of the adding? So,
personally, why would you have to be? You want to say that they asser the tam of the salt,
right?
And they want, and you look at the dam as if it were melach. Who cares whether it, you, why you have to look at the dam as if it were melach? Just can you taste the salt?
If okay. You take the two things, you find which one is more, has a bit greater capacity to be other things. You say you use that one as a mishas. Maybe that's what you say.
There's no suffix here. If you have a choice of dam and melach, which is going to make an impact on flavoring the meat, the answer is pashut. You're not even going to taste it.
What's the dam? It's the same. If you have two things, you have chanah.
No, of course it's the salt.
Right. So that's why he says you should treat everything like salt.
Why do you have to treat everything? Well,
I
just have, well, I say.
If you had like 1 ounce of salt, 1 ounce of dam and half an ounce of salt, you would treat it as if you had 1.5 ounces of salt.
It's in the
shower, whether you could have tasted.
Okay, so the flaw, I believe, in your approach is that we don't know how much dam there was. We know how much salt there was. So you don't have to say the dam is kilo melach. Just say that the salt, unless the volume of the salt is increased, you need to figure out what was the volume of the salt. I don't think that's the way it's understood. I think it's understood the other way. The only thing that I can see being added here is that the Sefer HaTrumah was pointing out that the salt itself, the fact that you can taste salt, doesn't matter as long as there was shishim keneged the volume of the salt. And I think what Rabbeinu Shimshon, or the Sami Kutzi, and the Riva are emphasizing is, but yes, you can't be mesha'er, you have to use the entire volume of the salt. You can't say, well, it's balua midam, and therefore you don't have to cheshbon. All of that, you can just assume. Now, they're telling you, on the surface, it looks like, but the Beis Yosef is going to discuss this, it looks like on the surface they're telling you Hanan. That's his first reading. In other words, if you look at the Rashba, this is coming, if you look in his citation of the Rashba, in the middle, he quotes the Rashba, Zeva Kedivr Sefer Atruma. Let me read it. Rashba Kosam, Now, he says, "V'zeka divrei sefer hatruma." The Aval Pishu posek divrei Ben Ephraim. The Rashba in this passage is paskening. They don't say chanam b'shari surim. He goes on to give a reason why it's not even a shaila here. There's no way that you could taste the salt in the kedera if there were shishim in the salt. If there were more than a 60th of the salt, it would be inedible, says the Beis Yosef. But then he gives a second teretz at the end. You just don't know how much dam there is, that's why you use the melach, which is a refrain we've seen before. And then I believe, now you have to go back, he was talking about the Sefer HaTrumah here, but if you go back to the previous paragraph, Umasha kasav Rabbeinu, Nesar Mekutzi, Veriva, Kasru Kein, Shamelach Nimoch Madan, Kasav Smag, Kasav Shevi Radvem, Umitoch Lashon Sefer HaTrumah Shakasavti, Yisbar Lecha, Shecholza Ein Elo Das Rabbeinu Tam, Disarvi the Bechol Yisur Men Chanan, the Ilun Das Rabbeinu Ephraim, Dam and Lor Men Chanan, and so on and so forth. It's clear how the Beis Yosef read the words of the Sami Kutzi and the Riva. He read it just like the Sefer HaTrumah. He doesn't explain what they're adding that wasn't there already. And I think it makes it clear that even if you don't hold like Rabbeinu Tam, you hold like Rabbeinu Ephraim, you have to be Machmer anyway because you don't know how much Tam was Balua. But I think it's clear, at least the way the Beis Yosef read it, He doesn't quote, we don't see the end, the Beis Yosef only quotes the beginning. He understood that what it meant was, ke'ilu haya ha-melach kulo dam. And all the melach was also kos chanan. Whereas if you're held like Rabbeinu Ephraim, initially at this point, you would only be mishar keneged dam. Later he's going to say, lav dafka, even the Rashba agrees with this whole shita, the Sefer HaTrumah, the Sarmi Kutzi. Why? Because you don't know how much dam was nivla on the salt, therefore you have to be mishar with all the salt, ke'ilu hu balua kulo dam. So I'm not sure what's going on with that, the Riva and the Sar Mikutzi, but I think it's pretty, certainly the Beis Yosef seems to have read it as not being different than the Sefer Truma, so that you're only left with the question, you know, what's the Chiddush in the second paragraph in the Torah quoting? Leon.
So it sounds like they are saying the same thing, but just for different reasons.
Well, I would say they're emphasizing different points. I think the emphasis of the Sefer Truma is don't worry that you can taste the saltiness, as long as Shishun can get the salt. The emphasis of the Riva and the Sar Mikutzi is you need Shishim Kereget all of the salt. Be it because of Hanan, be it because you don't know how much dam it was Balea. And as you look at the Sefer HaTrumah, you read again, he says, Im yesh Shishim Kereget HaMelech, afo pi shetam HaMelech nirbe shemekidera, v'tam enebatel afo pi kemotar. Right? And if, he gives away the fact that you have Shishim Kereget HaMelech, but his point is that even though you can taste the salt, it's mutter. And the Riva and the Sar Mikutzi say, since the melech is nimoach adam, misar b'chol gder moach yisurim otzarch l'shaki l'hekul adam, hamelech kul adam. And they're emphasizing the fact that you have to be mevatel the entire volume of the salt. You don't just get to be mishayer how much dam you think it absorbed. Either because of chadam, which they probably do hold up, or because you don't know how much it absorbs. Right, so that's the only way I think to understand the Torah, is that it's just, there's no difference. It's the question is the emphasis on the heter, even though you taste the salt, or on the fact that you need shishim, kenega the volume of all the salt, not just the dam it might have been dolea.
Yehuda. You need shishim, when you dissolve the salt and the dam together,
right,
you'll have less volume in both of them together. So which volume do we need enough? The final volume or the original volume?
I think you look at the final volume of the salt.
Okay, let's say you had, like, I know, for example, water actually decreases in volume when you dissolve salt in it, because the molecules get more tightly bound together.
Yeah.
So if you had some, let's say you had main essence, and you have, and you add salt to it, does it mean you now need less?
Yes. If that, after you add the salt and it reduces the volume of the water, it falls down, so you go by the volume. You don't go by density, you go by the volume. Okay.
So in this case, we don't really need shishim kenega de iser. You could actually not have shishim kenega de iser in some situation, and still...
Well, because the bottom line is what got absorbed in when you cooked it in the pot is the salt. Right. The last moment, as the salt was the end, before you cooked. Right. So whatever the volume of salt was, then that's all we care. Okay. Congratulations, Rabosai. We have completed round one. Now on to round two. So let's turn our attention to the Shulchan Aruch. I would like to try to finish... I hope it's not too ambitious to finish no later than Tuesday, maybe even Monday, but make sure you're in Shir. We'll probably need Tuesday. Okay, but that's the hope, and then we move on, because we still have an agenda till the end of the Zman. Let's just start with the... Let's start with the Sif Aleph. Reuven, go ahead. Okay, so the Mechaber says 24 hours, it's considered kavush, and it's like you cooked it. Okay, less than that, you just rinse it off, and you're done. So I've asked the quantum question. In other words, the way it seems we treat kavush is that whatever the shir kvisha is, 1 second less than the shir kvisha is a mutter. 1 second, the shir kvisha is asur kulo. Take a look in Rav Kiva Eger, the chidush of Kiva Eger, me'is le'is betzonein. He says, "Ba'osan mayim, avolim shvachan toch me'es le'es, v'shachach le'toch mayim acherim, lo mikrei kavush." I think that's the Minchas Yitzchak. "V'kach kasav ashach benekudas hakesef." Later on, in Hilchas Avodah Zarah, Yain Esach, "V'tshuvas me'otzdaka kasav, u'chemeduma nagim lahatir in nuchach hachaticha toch me'es le'es zman muad, afilim hechser le'osan mayim atzman, koshal nishr me'es le'es b'pamachas b'li hefsek." Ayin Shana. That's pretty wild. That would be an enormous kula in the following way.
You take it out of pot and say you put it back in, you're done.
Right. Let's say you wanna kill those bugs on the maror lettuce. The problem is then you want to use vinegar. So the shear that you can put in is kedeshin nitno ala esh v'yartiach, which might only be, I don't know, go figure out, 5, 6, 7, 8 minutes, not more than that. So the simple solution, no pun intended. You scoop the lettuce out, you know, as soon as it's done. And then you drop it back in. The question is, do you have to dry the lettuce off? That's a separate question, you know, but, you know, I don't know. I mean, maybe it's not, maybe that's just a harebrained simple solution. It's not any easier. I don't know. Anyway, be that as it may, that's really an important... Again, it raises the question which I don't understand, which I would have thought that kavush is a process. And kavush is a process. That's what it is in the physical world, right? There's no difference between being kavush. So I'm willing to stake a lot on the following claim, which is that something which is kavush for 23 hours and 59 minutes and 59 seconds in water will not taste any different than the one that was kavush 1 second more. And someone is going to say to me, but Rebbe, kol shiurim shachacham and kahem, the barbaim saw who tovel, barbaim saw chaser kurtav eno tovel. Yes, but the teretz to that kasha is, one word? No. Thank you, kvela. I am so grateful to kvela. I worship at the grave of the kvela. I don't know where he's buried, but I would worship at that grave. Kvela! How can you tell me that one is usher and one is mutter that I give it to kvela? You probably hate the kvela. I know you. You hate the kvela. Who says it doesn't work by kavush? How can kavush be worse than ravushal?
No, that's what I'm saying. Meaning, the same way we have shishim, and when you have a kvela, we have a kvela. So we have kavush, and when you have a kvela, we have a kvela.
I agree, but I know my point is that in mitzias, I know that the two aren't any different.
And shishim and the 59.99999 is also not different.
No, I know that there is a certain... Again, okay, fine. I don't know. I'm still not happy.
No.
Is that Shabbos issue?
Yeah.
No. Come on, please. This analogy to the Arbonne, there's a Xeris HaKosov, that Mayim Shokoguf Sholobahem. The question is that a subjective, or is it one of those things that lo Masaron HaKosov El HaChamim? Once you assume a ladder, which is what the Gemara is assuming, that even though it's based upon the idea of Mayim Shekagufu Shel Adamahem, but you could always get in less, because anybody could get in less. If you just lie flat and make a mold, if you want to know how you could be Tovo probably in like 3 or 4 saw of water and be completely immersed in the water, let them make a mold of you lying flat, you know, like this, splayed out, and then literally around that mold, once they made that mold, just pour water in there, okay, and cover you. Right, the mold will have to be like a foot deep or something like that, and let them cover you. It will be far less than our Arbonim saw. Right? If you scrunch up in a ball, and they put you into a little, Doug Henning, before your time, the magician, scrunch up into a ball, you could get into, and they put you in a box designed to your contours, you don't need Amal Amal Rum Gimalamas, anywhere near that. But understand, once the Torah, the shear comes from the idea that Mayim Shel Gufo Shel Adam Olabahan in a normal case, and now once the Chama Koveya, it's Kavua. When you talk about doing malacha, the answer is shkia is a point. Actually, that's not even hard to understand. You know, some may not know where it is, but shkia is a point, right? You can see the sun's thing is above the horizon. There's a point in which it dips, and you can no longer see it. It is quantum, right? So that doesn't bother me at all. But here, the kvela tortures me. I want to go back to that answer of the shishim. I'm sorry, I'm not happy with that, Yair. I'll tell you why. I know that probably less than shishim is actually mutar. Well, I guess it's still the same thing. It's still the same thing. Okay, fine. Okay. I yield. I'm still bothered, but I yield. And again, the idea that you stick it back in...
That's crazy.
I understand, right? So this is like, what? Wait, I take my cucumber, I stick in the pickling juice, 7 minutes, pull it out, dry it off the paper towel, stick it back in the pickling juice, right?
Don't eat it.
I don't know. Okay. Anyway, we don't have too many... again, whatever. Fine. So that is what the Mechaber says. And now the Ramah says, this is the Ramah I mentioned in the beginning in the Darkei Moshe. So that's one day. That's, I think, was it the Yisr V'Heta or something like that? The Yesh. Yesh Mekil, I think the Shach thinks that in Sif Katan Aleph at the end, I think he thinks that Medina, it's really Medina should really be Mutter. Okay. She has a different Kasha. Okay. 1 second. Right, he says that it sounds like the Ramon Taras Chatas is really mutter. So I'll tell you what the issue the Shach raises is, which is what if the Isser that was partially submerged itself, what if the Isser itself were an Isser Shamin? So what would the din be? So he says, he thinks that actually, we assume, is Mefate al-Mala. And that's not when the Dam is an Isser Shamin. The Shuman is Mutter. But when it's an Isser Shamin, so he asked the Shach asked the Kasha towards the end of Os Aleph, he says that that's the case, we are Machmir, that we never know what Shamin or not. So we're Machmir in both Stadim. So he says if that's the case, then the Ramah should not have said here that Yesh Mekilim, the Masha Mechutz Latzir, and in the Torah Schatas, he shouldn't have passed in that way. So the Shach in the Maskana says that even though in many cases we're not Machalik ben Shamin and Kachosh, because we're not sure, we're not Machmir here by Kavosh. And there are a few other places he's going to say this as well. In other words, yes, generally speaking, when it comes to Tzli, for example, we're not sure whether it's Kachash or Shamein, we're machmir to treat it as Shamein, only the Chumar. We don't take the coolers that come with it. In other words, we don't say that you can eat the Klipa, you know, or whatever it is. Nonetheless, we don't have that particular Chumra here by Kavosh. Now the Ramah continues. Go ahead, B'Safek. Okay, so basar b'chalav, if you soak milk in meat, so if you can taste the milk in the meat, it's asur because of nisid rabbanon. You can't eat milk with meat. But since kavush by basar b'chalav is only nisid rabbanon, in other words, it's not bishul, so there's no tam ha'isur min ha'Torah. It's only might be tam ha'isur min rabbanon. And so it's a safek kavush is mutter only by basar in chalav. Fine. You're not sure what was left in there 24 hours. Okay? And then, v'im hu kabush.
V'im hu kabush, it's like seer hobbits or fulments. Im shechad kadeshi tznu ala or. V'yatiach, v'yatshili, s'lashel, harei v'yatshishal. V'pachob nishir ezel lo ne'asar, elo kadei klipas.
Right, the first stage of putting it in, once you put it in, it's immediately treated as maliach. However, it requires a certain amount of time, much less than 24 hours, in order to reach the stage of bishul. One second. Okay, question? All right. We're going to stop here for now. On Sunday, God willing, I know Matt and I hopes of doing other topics on Sunday were wishful thinking. We wouldn't be getting through Yeridaya otherwise, I think.